Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Sydney residents will not be allowed to travel to regional New South Wales, including the Upper Hunter, until next month. The New South Wales state government has announced Greater Sydney are not permitted until November 1st to allow regional towns more time to receive their second vaccinations. It comes after the 80% double dose rate is expected to be reached in the coming days across the state. Premier Dominic Perrottet says they have reached the milestone figures quicker than anticipated. It is believed by November 1st, regional areas will catch up to the state and hit 77%. Currently, Muswellbrook sits at 56.2% in double doses, Singleton at 60.7%, and the Upper Hunter Shire at 76.7%. The Hunter New England Health District has recorded a further 78 new cases of COVID-19. The Upper Hunter have reached their fourth day without any new cases recorded as well in their adjoining local government areas. The 79 new cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 2,074, and there are currently 1,115 active cases. Of the new cases, 25 were in Newcastle, 11 in Lake Macquarie and Maitland, 10 in Cessnock, 9 in Tamworth and the Mid-Coast, 3 in Port Stephens and 2 in Gunnedah. 25 of the total active cases were currently being cared for in hospital, and there are currently 5 in ICU. 43 were infectious while in the community and 23 were isolating during their infectious period. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 399 locally acquired cases overnight. And it's not too late for Muswellbrook residents to roll up their sleeves and get the jab, with a pop-up clinic still running today. The Muswellbrook Shire Council, alongside BHP, are holding a walk-in vaccination hub at the Muswellbrook Indoor Sports Centre. It began at 9 a.m. this morning, however, is running until 7 p.m. tonight. It is available for all residents aged 12 and over, with 800 vaccines available. The vaccine administered will be Pfizer and is for any locals seeking their first or second dose. People hoping to attend need to bring their Medicare card, identification and other essential needs. Meanwhile, a pop-up clinic will be coming to Dungog tomorrow. It will be hosted at the Doug Walters Pavilion from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m.